Dan Greenberg's favorite fan letter came from a young boy who enjoyed Greenberg's series of books, The Zach Files.
Dear Mr. Greenberg, I love your books, and Zach Files is my favorite series. When you die, can I take over the writing of it?
Becoming a children's author might seem like an unlikely midlife career change for Greenberg, the journalist from the 1970s whose specialty was putting himself in danger and writing about it in hilarious articles for Playboy and other magazines. Greenberg first started writing for children after a game of baseball in his backyard.
I was playing ball with my son, Zach. At that time, he was 10 years old, in the backyard, and we were playing with my mother, who was then 88, and she held a bat for the first time in her life, and he pitched her a ball, and she hit it. And she hit it again, and it suddenly occurred to me, like a whole entire story took shape in my mind. And I envisioned this boy named Zach, who's 10 years old, playing ball with his grandma, who's 88, and she hits a home run every time a ball is pitched to her. And eventually he gets her a tryout with the Chicago White Sox, and she is the greatest home run hitter who has ever lived.
Greenberg wrote the story and offered it to publishers. They all loved it, but they nevertheless rejected it. One publisher, however, liked the story so much, he asked Greenberg to write a series of children's books. For a long-time freelancer like Greenberg, writing a series was a form of job security.
I've been a freelance writer for many, many years, and I've never had anything that even remotely seemed like a job, and this was a job. This was started out with 4 books in the Zach Files series, and it went on to be 30 books. So, and that led to other series. So, I don't know. I just sort of fell into it.
Greenberg says his purpose in writing books for kids is just to make them laugh. But writing for children has rewards he never got when he wrote for adults.
I started getting letters from children and teachers and parents saying that I was turning reluctant readers on to reading, which was really an unexpected benefit.
Part of Greenberg's new career as a children's author is giving presentations to elementary-age school students. He starts his presentation by reading an excerpt from one of his books. Using acting skills he honed doing stand-up comedy and performing bit parts in movies, he acts out characters using different voices.
Which is very dramatic, and I get to use a lot of different voices, and I'm kind of a ham, so I love doing the voices, and I build the action up to a certain point, an impossible cliffhanging ending, and then I say, I can't tell you anymore because you're going to have to read the book, which I then agree with him as a giant ripoff.
Greenberg's favorite part of his presentation is taking questions from the audience.
The ages that I talk to the most and write for the most, although I've written for older kids too, are second, third, and fourth grades, and it's a wonderful age because they're the most articulate without being self-conscious about being laid back and cool and, you know, just can't get too involved with this. And they really will ask you anything at all. You know, they ask me how much money I make. And I love to be asked questions that I don't know the answer to or that I have to really think about. As a matter of fact, I recently got asked, what's the worst book you ever wrote?
Greenberg lives in a quiet community about a half hour from New York City with his wife, writer Judith Greenberg. Judith writes the Andrew Lost series of science adventure books for ages 6 to 10. She got into writing for children after seeing how much fun Dan was having giving talks to kids.
She used to actually accompany me to school presentations, and she would see how much fun it was talking to the kids, and afterwards they would come up and hug you. I never got hugged as an adult author, but I get hugged a lot as a kid author.
Greenberg hasn't completely turned his back on writing for adults. He's working on a stage version of his 1972 book, Scoring, a Sexual Memoir. And even at age 72, he's still looking for hair-raising adventures. He recently contacted a tiger ranch in Florida, where he's planning to go and play with the big cats. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.